Random House Audio presents Robopocalypse by Daniel H. Wilson. Read for you by Mike Chamberlain. Briefing. We are a better species for having fought this war. Cormac Bright Boy Wallace. 20 minutes after the war ends, I'm watching stumpers pour up out of a frozen hole in the ground like ants from hell, and praying that I keep my natural legs for another day. Each walnut-sized robot is lost in the mix as they climb over each other, and the whole nightmare jumble of legs and antennae blends together into one seething, murderous mass. With numb fingers, I fumble my goggles down over my eyes and get ready to do some business with my little friend Rob here. It's an oddly quiet morning. Just the sigh of the wind through stark tree branches and the hoarse whisper of 100,000 explosive mechanical hexapods searching for human victims. Up above, snow geese honk to each other as they glide over the frigid Alaskan landscape. The war is over. It's time to see what we can find. From where I'm standing, 10 meters away from the hole, the killer machines look almost beautiful in the dawn, like candy spilled out onto the permafrost. I squint into the sunlight, my breath billowing out in pale puffs, and sling my battered old flamethrower off my shoulder. With one gloved thumb, I depress the ignite button. Spark. The thrower doesn't light. Needs to warm up, so to speak. But they're getting closer. No sweat. I've done this dozens of times. The trick is to be calm.